after hour, day after day, the Dauntless hurtled through space, swinging almost imperceptibly this way and that to avoid the dense ether in the neighborhood of suns through which the designated course would have fled, but never leaving far or for long the direct line almost exactly in the equatorial plane of the galaxy, between Tellus and the place of meeting. Behind her, the Milky Way clotted, condensed, gathered itself together. Before her and around her, the stars began rapidly to thin out. Finally, there were no more stars in front of her. She had reached the arbitrary rim of the galaxy, and the second navigator then on duty plugged into communications. "Please get me Flotilla ZKD flagship navigations," he requested, and as a clean-cut young face appeared upon his plate. "Hi, Harvey, old spacehound. Fancy meeting you out here. It's a small universe, isn't it? Say, did that crumb back there at base tell you two to be sure and start checking course before you overran the rendezvous? If he was singling me out to make a pass at, I'm going to take steps, and not through channels, either."
"Yeah, he told me the same. I thought it was funny, too. An Oilers pimp would know enough to do that without being told. We figured maybe he was jittery on account of us meeting the Admiral or something. What's burned out all the jets, Paul, to get the big brass hats way out here and all dithered up, and to pull us off of the cruise that way? Must be a hell of an important flit. You're competing the old man himself. You must know something. What's this speedster that we're going to escort, and why? Give us the dope."
"I don't know anything, Harvey, honest, any more than you do. They didn't put out a thing."
"Well, we'd better be getting onto the course, to compensate unavoidably erroneous assumptions in computation," he mimicked caustically. "What do you read on my lambda? 14.3.06 decrement."
The conversation became a technical jargon, because of which, however, the courses of the flying spaceships changed subtly. The flotilla swung around, through a small arc of a circle of prodigious radius, decreasing by a tenth its driving force. Up to it the Dauntless crept, through it and into the van. Then again, in cone formation, but with 55 units instead of 54, the flotilla screamed forward at maximum blast. Well before the calculated time of meeting the speedster, a Volantian lensman who knew Wurzel well put himself on rapport with him, and sent a thought out far ahead of the flying squadron. It found its goal. Lensmen of that race, as has been brought out, have always been extraordinarily capable communicators. And once more the course was altered slightly. In due time, Wurzel reported that he could detect the fleet, and shortly thereafter,
"Wurzel says to cut your drive to zero,"
the Volantian transmitted.